Hey, ladies, gents, welcome. Two guys, one phone.
This is us.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I had something I wanted to ask you. This morning, I looked for the first time at our rating at like Spotify. You know, they have ratings.
No.
You can rate.
Okay.
Did you know that? They have a rating system?
Like a
Spotify.
Like 1 out of 5 stars? Or like the.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many podcasts there are?
No. Like 1 out of 5 stars. Like you can start writing.
Okay. I didn't really think about it.
Well, okay. Well, what do you think our rating is out of 1 to 5? Because I know the answer.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
I don't like that smile. Is it way worse than that?
No. It's a little bit.
It's 2 out of 5.
No, it's better.
It's better than that? Yeah. How can it be better than... It's 4 out of 5?
No, it's worse than a 3 and better than a 2. This is probably why. It's 2.7 out of 5.
Uh-huh. Hey, that's more than half. That's more than 50%.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. Can you... I don't know. Can you also give
how
like...
How many ratings are there?
Is it more than half?
Three ratings.
No, then. No. There's like 100 or something.
Do people write comments?
I don't think you can. But here's the thing. Is it half? Because if... I think the minimum is 1.
Yeah.
And the maximum is 5. So if you have a 1 and a 5, that would average out to a 3.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little less than half, I feel like. It's not that high of a score.
It's not a good score, is it?
No, but that, and that's from people that took the time to rate it. So they went out of their way. Because, like, I would say most people that dislike something, they're not even going to take the time. You're much more, I think it skews, like, towards more positive. People that tend to like it are more inclined to rate something than people that listen to it once. Say, ah, this is not for me. This is not
they're not going
to
go rate it.
No, but we apparently have.
Not only do they not know Dave, if they don't like us, they also let us know.
Isn't that funny? So a 1 and a 5 would be an average of 3.
Yeah.
And like we have less than that. We have 2.7. And I looked at some other ones for reference that I listened to, and they all have like 4.8, 4.9, 4.7.
We're not good.
Well, I'm not saying that we are not good. I'm just saying according to the people that rate us, our listeners, if you will, according to them, we are not good. But I mean,
what kind of metric is that? That's a stupid metric.
Because there are people like, why would you trust people that listen to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but then I was thinking maybe like the 2 is for me and then the 0 and the 0.7 is for you.
Really?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you, because this is the 2 of us, so we don't really know how the rating is split up. Yeah, so I'm thinking I probably got 2 and then you probably got the 0.7
rating.
Why
do you get so much
and
more?
And then you add them up, right?
No, I don't think that is what it is.
I got a 2-star rating. You got a 0.7 rating. And then combined, it makes for 2.7. That's what I'm thinking. I was going to do, maybe we should rate each other here.
Oh.
Do like a live rating on the record.
I mean, if we're rating each other as individuals, then I could see the 0.7 for you. But together, like,
I mean, you, like
4.8. 4.8 together.
Okay, but I'm talking more as individuals.
As individuals?
Yeah.
0.7.
Well, for both of us.
Now for you, as an individual.
Okay, so you would rate me at 0.7 out of 5.
Yeah.
All right. How would you rate yourself?
I think I'm easily a 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah. You don't think so?
Well, I mean...
What are you going to say?
I think you're about a 3.5, like in looks, on a 1 to 10 scale.
Oh.
On a good day. But so, well, for you, here's the thing. First, you have to differentiate between, like, what are we rating? Are we rating you on the record or off the record? Because on the record, you're a lot better than off the record, I feel like, with you.
Oh, I said that before. The other way around.
No. Because, like...
Off the record,
off the record, you're way worse than on the record.
Oh.
Because what the audience doesn't know is, like, what I get of you, like, what they get to hear from you on the record, I have to deal with, like, way worse. Like, after the recording is over, after we had stopped, I have to deal with you for, like, hours.
Yeah.
And that part of you, that, like, off the record, is way worse than on the record.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I could see that now.
Yeah. So that's the first thing we have to kind of account for. So on the record, I would give you like, well, like a 1.2 probably.
On the record, a 1.2?
I would say, yeah.
I thought that was the off the record. What about the
off? Oh, off, no, off the record, yeah, like 0.
What?
The 0.28, no. Maybe? 0.28. Ah, oh, that's awful. Oh. Absolutely awful. Off the record?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, no.
I'm only a 1.
That's not
what?
It. That's not it. Hey, that's still more than you gave me. You gave me a 0.7. But you only gave me a 0.7 because you knew you were going to get a shit rating from me. And you wanted to be covered.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Cause, but in reality, you were probably giving me like a 4. Or maybe like a 3.7.
I don't know about that. That's a little too generous.
Okay, well, still. Anyway, but then also another thing is, like, the 1.2, that is an average of both your, like, your analysis, like your song analysis, but then you also have, like, your life stories.
Oh.
Right?
It's a cumulative score.
Yeah, it's a cumulative score, but, like, your life stories about, you know, you buying the cars and then the land and all your road trips,
that is,
like, a 4.9 for me.
Oh.
If it, like the stuff that you do.
Yeah.
In your life.
Why don't I just make it a 5 at that point? Yeah,
there's still
five.
Some room. There's still, but it's pretty close. But you always want to leave some room
for growth.
But so that and it's that component is like a 4.9 or even it's approaching a 5.
Wow.
Like the stuff that you don't like, where you're not trying, you're just living your life.
Ah.
Like at your core being.
That's what I think is
fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? Like your road trips and stuff. And
yeah.
Like the stuff that you do in your life.
Mothman Museum.
Mothman, yeah, stuff like that. But then, that part is fine. But then the analysis part, yeah.
That's like a...
I mean, yeah, that's like a 0.4, I think.
What?
And it averages out to like a 1.2.
Uh-huh.
But...
I don't know if I agree to that.
All right. Anyway, it's not very high of a rating. 2.7 for us.
That's not a good rating.
No.
I don't like that.
Not good. That's only fun.
I mean, maybe they did it before we released our, like, Modern Talking and our Soft Cell.
Oh, well, we haven't done the last one, I think. We just released the Modern Talking trilogy.
Mm.
You think that's going to see an uptake and an increase in our rating?
I think so.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
I don't see how it won't go down. We know that.
That's true. I also wanted to take this time to maybe get some feedback and comments from our listeners. Because usually if you have, like, a podcast and stuff, like, you have, like, comments from the listeners and stuff, right?
Yeah,
or you have, like... Like, what are the listeners saying?
Well,
like,
we created that Twitter account for them, but I don't think people really use Twitter anymore.
Oh, or are they using X. it, but not that particular one?
Maybe they use X now.
Yeah, but I think it automatically transferred over, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know what they call tweets now? Excretions.
Did I really?
Yeah.
But you are our, multimedia... manager.
I haven't clicked on it since it became X.
Oh.
I haven't clicked on it.
Yeah, but isn't that like a year ago?
Yeah.
Mm.
Nobody tweets us, though, because it would show, it would alert me.
Oh, okay, so...
The only alerts I get are, like, whenever Kylie Minogue tweets.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because you're
following
Kylie Minogue. But we haven't done anything with Kylie Minogue.
No, I just like Kylie Minogue.
For a bit.
I just like Kylie Minogue.
But you like her on our business. Why can't you like her on your own private account? You don't have one,
I don't
do
have a private account.
No.
Of course not.
So you're using our name...
To fanboy over Kylie.
Okay.
Is that an inappropriate use of the...
So the scope of our multimedia department is that you follow Kylie Minogue that we didn't even do a bit about or anything. Like, there's no connection to the podcast.
No.
At all.
Not one bit.
It's just...
Not
you,
one bit.
Not one bit. It's just... Yeah. You like Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Okay, but I thought you were going to maybe reach out to, like, people that we did, and then you say, hey, we analyzed your song.
That was the reason why we created the Twitter.
Yeah, but then you never did.
I think I started to, and then they never reached out again, and I just thought, well, I'll just follow Kylie Minogue. Maybe she'll reach out.
just for no reason. For no reason.
Yeah.
And that she hasn't?
No, not yet.
Ah.
I'm still waiting.
I think that's about as likely to happen as one of our fans reaching out.
I think
you're
so,
probably more likely to get
to hear something back from
to
Kylie.
To hear something from Kylie. Yeah. Like, not even hear back, just that she reaches out to us.
Because I also haven't tweeted her.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why our fans are radio silent. I mean, you know.
Well, you think maybe, like, why don't you do this song or that song?
Yeah. Then we would.
Because they listen to it.
They like
but then
it.
they don't like suggest anything. They don't say, "Hey, why don't you guys do this song?"
We take suggestions, guys.
Yeah,
let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Reach out
on that Twitter.
Maybe we need a Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah. Boom.
That's not gonna happen. Because here's the other thing. Yeah, I think if you do YouTube, if you do vlogs and stuff, that has a much bigger potential pool.
Yeah, but then they see our
bigger audience. They see our faces, which is problematic for you. I think we'd lose a lot of listeners just for that alone.
I have a face for podcasts.
You do have a face, but also what the audience doesn't know is that because of their stinginess, we have to have jobs in the real world out there, right?
I thought they did.
Which kind of fucking sucks, by the way. I don't know how you feel about that.
I am not a fan of having to work.
No,
that's what I thought this podcast was going to eliminate.
That was the whole point, because that was really the only reason we're doing any of this.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we're still doing.
We're in it for the money.
We're always in it for the money. But now we're still in it, I guess, for some other reasons.
Oh, the prospect of future money.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. Yeah, sorry.
There you go.
And our jobs are of such a nature that, spewing our opinions, sharing our opinions, could have us in hot water.
Ostracized.
Fired. Or at least reprimanded, investigated.
Charges brought
because
up against.
Because they don't happen to correspond with what is safe and the mainstream narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can have a Ukrainian flag in your workplace. You cannot have a Russian flag in your workplace. Mm. You can have an Israeli flag in your workplace. You cannot have a Palestinian flag in your workplace. One will get you fired, the other one will not.
Mm.
Or will get you in trouble. So, because of that, we can't really go public with this show.
Yeah, the forces that be, they already know. The powers that be already know who we are.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah,
you think that?
Of course.
On a deep dive?
There's definitely a drone assigned to us up there. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
But maybe not. But here's the thing. I would be willing to risk it if we had the guarantee that
it
would generate income. No, or even a steady flow of income.
Yeah.
But we don't have that guarantee at all. Actually, we don't even have the slightest indication that we would make any money.
That's never even been hinted at.
No. So that means we're probably going to have to be civilians.
Forever.
And keep working.
Keep working.
So that...
I was looking at some property in the Virgin Islands last night.
Oh, were you?
I'm never going to be able to afford it now because of our stingy listeners.
Yeah, but I already told you the Virgin Islands are a lot more expensive than what you think. Because it's a place that a lot of people want to be.
Yeah.
And that drives prices up. It's a nice area, nice climate, beaches, and vacation.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice houses.
It's a very desirable place to be.
Mm, I noticed that, yeah.
Whereas other places, let's say, rural Ohio where you were, and West Virginia, you'll probably see that house prices there are probably going to be a lot lower because there's fewer people that are competing for those houses.
I could see a vacation home in Ashtabula or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well,
might even be better.
You're going to have a vacation home before you're going to have an actual home. Because, can we get a status update on that? Is that what this bid is for?
No.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Restaurants and businesses that have 2.7 star ratings, they still make a hell of a lot more money than we do.
That's true.
So how come we're not...
generating
any income.
Some nice diversity.
If you go into a restaurant and they got a 2.7 on Zagat's, they're still...
Yeah, but they won't display it. They won't say, hey, 2.7, come eat here.
But they still have
it. Because people have to pay in order to even eat there, period.
Yeah,
for us, they don't...
Here, we just get it away for free.
They listen first, and then they decide if they want to pay.
Yeah,
but who would pay? If you go to a restaurant, you have to choose, I already ate. It's like Seinfeld. I already ate. Like, I don't want to pay anymore.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
No.
Like, in hindsight, like, it was before.
Before you ate.
Before I ate, I was willing to pay a lot, but now I'm kind of full.
What did I, yeah.
Except that for in our case, they probably wouldn't be willing to pay before either.
They also wouldn't be full after.
But, and they wouldn't be full after either. That's the other thing. I mean, but they're still full of something.
Yeah,
no, you're right. Yeah, I just...
Thanks for the update, though. I need
it. Yeah.
You know,
anyway. It was supposed to be a little bit. On the other hand, when have you ever gotten like a 2.7 rating?
Oh, that's the highest thing I've ever been rated in my whole life.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be like a pick-me-up for you.
My grades were never that good. Nothing.
Yeah, you didn't have a 2.7 GPA.
No way. I never even scratched the twos. So thank you for that, hey. I guess it is a positive episode.
Yeah, see? Anyway, I think our goal should be to get it up to like a 2.8.
Okay.
For this year, 2024.
I think we can do it.
At the end of the year.
I'll just go on there.
What do you think about this bit? No, I actually tried to do that. I tried to give us a 5.
Well, let you do it?
No, because you have to listen to it. Like, so that's the other thing. You can't just rate it. You have to listen to multiple episodes first. So this is the rating of people that have actually... No. Or they were so motivated that they were so that set on giving us a 1 that they were listening to like 4. I don't know what the cutoff point
just
is.
Just to rate.
Just so that they could give it a 1. No. Or they actually listened to it and they weren't sure. And then they listened to 4 more. No. I'm going to give it a 1. I'm going to give it a 1.
That was horrible.
So they didn't stop listening.
No.
They kept listening. And then after 4 or 5, they said, yeah, this is a 1. This is a 1.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I tried to give us like a 5 to
of
get
course.
Us to the 2.8.
I would have too. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. You have to listen to several, and I wasn't willing to listen to several episodes.
Of our
that is trash.
Yeah, it's horrible.